A small percentage of Milwaukee Public Schools special education students are returning to classrooms in three school buildings this week for the first time since schools closed last March. This comes after the State Department of Public Instruction has repeatedly ordered MPS, beginning in October, to serve some students with disabilities in person. DPI threatened to withhold millions of dollars in funding if the district did not comply. Now, MPS is following the state's orders, but families of special needs students say they are confused and disappointed by the plan. WUWM education reporter Emily Files has the story.
Sarah Peppel was hoping her 6-year-old daughter, Lakeland, would learn how to write her name this year in kindergarten at Fairview Elementary on the city's southwest side. But with virtual learning, Peppel says Lakeland's academic progress is at a standstill. The 6-year-old has Down syndrome along with various medical disabilities.
It's a hot mess, honestly. Like, getting her to sit still for more than 5 or 10 minutes is very sporadic. I don't feel that she is really learning or retaining that much right now.
Last Wednesday, Peppel says MPS told her that Lakeland was invited to return for in-person learning, but it would only be 2 mornings per week for 3 hours, and she would have to go to a different school, the Wisconsin Conservatory of Lifelong Learning, which is downtown with teachers she had never met before.
I'm not comfortable with her taking a bus all the way to downtown. And especially because it would only be for like 3 hours a day. She would probably spend more time traveling than she would actually in school.
So Peppel reluctantly turned down the offer for in-person learning.
As a special needs parent, like, you've backed me into a corner where I feel like I have no other option but to say no. And then I look at it as the board is going to say, well, we offered it and all these parents said no. Clearly you didn't want your kids back in school enough.
Even as parents like Peppel are reluctantly saying no, other parents are eager to send their kids back but haven't been given the option. That's the case for Melaris Rivera, who has 2 older children with special needs. She says she would send them to any MPS school for in-person help.
For me, it doesn't matter. They need to be in a school with a teacher that can support their needs.
Rivera's family moved to Milwaukee from Puerto Rico after Hurricane Maria. She says virtual learning has reminded her of that disaster.
It's like being in Puerto Rico with the Hurricane Maria. Lack of services and nobody cares. It's sad.
MPS serves approximately 15,000 students with special needs, but the district says it plans to return only about 300 to classrooms for now. Monica Murphy, managing attorney with Disability Rights Wisconsin, says it's unclear how MPS is selecting students and where the number 300 came from.
Not a clue. Not a clue. And it just doesn't seem reasonable to me. I think there's probably a lot more than 300 kids who need in-person services.
WUWM sent MPS repeated requests for an interview along with written questions. The district did not respond by deadline. Murphy has questions too. She's still wondering why it took MPS 5 months to comply with DPI's order to educate in-person students whose individualized education plans, or IEPs, can't be fulfilled through distance learning.
There's no sense of urgency, which just blows me away.
MPS has set tentative dates in April to return most students to classrooms, but school board members say that's just a target, and it's possible the district will remain virtual the entire year. Among other things, the school board is waiting to see how quickly teachers can get vaccinated. Emily Files, 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.